From Midtown Studios at Allied Headquarters, this is the Allied Angle, where we take an in-depth look at current market trends with industry experts. I'm your host, Amber Guthrie with Allied Solutions. Up next, we take an inside look at what it takes to successfully transform an institution for future growth. Next on the Allied Angle. Welcome to the Allied Angle, your auditory complement to Allied Solutions e-newsletter, Allied Insights. I'm joined today by Allied's Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Technology Officer, Dave Hilger. Dave, it is truly an honor to have you on our show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
As Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Technology Officer, Dave leads the Enterprise Technology Group and the Strategic Planning Office Divisions. He has more than 25 years of experience in the financial services industry and is an industry thought leader. Prior to his current position, he had roles in both the sales and operations divisions of the company. His shift to spearhead Allied's technology and strategy development has contributed to the company's significant growth, which we're actually going to talk a little bit or a lot about today. Dave graduated cum laude from Indiana Wesleyan University, or IWU here for the locals, with a bachelor's degree in business information systems. In his free time, Dave enjoys saltwater fly fishing and building things in his shop. Dave, I have to ask, what is your latest project in your shop?
Latest thing that I built was a sauna. So Ooh. We built a full sauna. Actually, I built two this summer.
Wow, that's not a birdhouse by
no,
any stretch.
No, it was big and it's awesome.
And it's working.
It works perfect.
Awesome. So again, I just want to thank you again. We are so excited for you to take your time out of your day to be with us. Before we get started, we recently added a new element to the show to help our listeners get to know you a little bit before we get started. Think rapid fire questions, but we had to stick with our A theme here. So this is accelerated Q&A. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Where'd you grow up?
Was born in Minnesota, but have lived in Iowa, Minnesota, Indiana, Wisconsin, and other places in the Midwest.
Covering the whole Midwest.
The whole Midwest.
What was your first car?
First car was a beautiful green Ford F-150 pickup truck.
Oh, what year?
1974.
Ooh, do you still have it?
Oh, no. That thing said hello to a light pole.
Oh, ouch. Not the way you want to see it go, right?
Nope.
Where is your favorite place to visit in the whole entire world?
Well, I love going up to our lake cabin in northern Minnesota.
Oh,
I just got back yesterday. So we spend a good amount of time up there, and it's the place that we like to go as a family.
What dish do you cook best?
I make a mean bolognese sauce.
Ooh.
But all the men in our family are great cooks. We love doing it. In the wintertime, 4 or 5 hours of cooking is a great way to spend a day.
Do you guys ever have competitions of maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas time?
We don't do competitions, but we spend tons of time sampling each other's cooking.
That's not a bad way to spend the day.
No.
What was your first job?
First job was at a Dairy Queen when I was 14 years old. I lasted 3 days till they found out I was 14 years old.
I was going to say, that sounds a little young.
Tell you a little secret about Dairy Queen. One of the jobs is to scoop the cream off the soft serve. It is, without a doubt, the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Oh. Can you go in and request that by chance?
You cannot. And I don't think you're supposed to eat it when you scoop it off.
Very important question. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. 100% dogs.
Do you have dogs?
We have two Labradoodles, Finn and Roger.
Oh, how cute.
Yes.
I was going to say show pictures, but this is audio and nobody can see it, so it doesn't matter. And our last one, what is the best advice you have ever received?
Choose to be happy. And really, it's a part of a bigger philosophy my grandfather and I used to talk about, which is take control of your own destiny. You own it. You live it. It's yours. Do it.
Sometimes it really is just as easy as that, isn't it?
Sometimes. It doesn't feel like it, but sometimes.
So anyone that's been listening to our show for a while knows that we dive pretty deep into a variety of specific topics that affect the financial industry. However, today it's a little different as our topic could really pertain to any business, especially one that's similar in size to Allied. So as Allied has been doing some planning and transforming, you have been currently leading the charge when it comes to shaping the company's future with the recent launch of One Allied, which for our listeners is Allied's commitment to growth and success over the next 6 to 7 years. Can you tell us a little bit about where this initiative started and why is it so imperative for the future of the company?
Yeah, you bet. So this started with OCT, Operations Culture Transformation, our prior three-year strategic initiative. It started in 2019, focused on 7 aspects of Allied Solutions and how we were going to change and position ourselves for growth in the future. And we did transform quite a bit. If I was talking to some of our consulting friends, we're one of a few companies that actually successfully transformed. So some of that starts with the culture. Some of it starts with how we do things, where we go. And the next logical step is how do we continue to grow, transform Allied Solutions into a long-term successful company? How do we meet the financial goals we need, the career objectives that all of us have, and how do we set ourselves up to be a leader in the market and not a follower?
So with starting this in 2019, did you have to pivot with the onset of COVID? Did it take longer than the plan initially was supposed to take? How did you guys navigate that scenario?
No, that's a funny thing because we set out in 19, we were all oblivious to what was about to happen to us. We set forth financial goals, targets. We had objectives that we wanted to accomplish, whether it be cultural, operational, or what have you. And then boom, COVID and everybody goes home. However, thanks to the amazing people at Allied Solutions, we didn't miss a beat. In some respects, it allowed us to go faster than we thought we could do. So COVID, while it certainly was an event we'll all remember forever, did not impede us or our success one bit.
So is OCT something that other companies should consider in their own growth timelines, do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, we learned of it through our parent company, Securian. Mm-hmm. They had a similar thing there. It was OMCT. The M was model. It's for operational
model. We can get that in later.
Transformation. I've also met with a few credit unions, and we've talked about this holistic approach to rethinking or verifying how you're going after your goals. So for us, let's start with culture. Allied has a great culture, but it was also very top-driven. So how do we evolve that into being a much more bottom-up-driven company? Mm-hmm. When you think about operations, we're a very people-heavy service delivery organization. So how do we scale and grow the company more efficiently, more effectively? How do we use our capital in a more planful way? These are all things I think any company needs to think about when they want to grow their company. Where do you want to grow? How do you want to grow? All of that needs to be taken into consideration as you look to what you want to do.
So do you think that this next step for One Allied could happen successfully without OCT to begin with?
I don't think so. I think we really needed to get out of our historical small company thinking, if you will. And it was really one of the first times we brought in outside consultants to help us rethink what Allied could be. We've always thought we knew everything. We always thought we could do everything. And sometimes getting fresh perspective, and in this case, definitely getting a fresh perspective, helped us broaden our horizons in terms of our viewpoint and where we wanted to go with the company. And now what's next is One Allied. It has some 7-year goals, but it is how we think about the future of Allied in perpetuity.
So Dave, One Allied in a nutshell is a strategic growth plan that most, if not all, companies can relate to. But how is this one different? And does the size of the company impact that any?
Yeah, I'm not so sure how different it is from how other companies approach things, but it's wildly different from how we used to do things. Mm-hmm. Again, we used to time box our initiatives. We used to have, I think, a much more tactical response to how we do things or how we plan things. It was just the nature of Allied. We're nimble. We're entrepreneurial. The big thing here is how do we plan to go forward and grow the company to meet our strategic objectives, to meet the needs of our partners, the needs of our clients, and the needs of the Allied family? How do we do that regardless if there's a COVID or there's a market downturn or upturn or what have you? There's lots of ways to grow the company, and there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be opportunities. So our goal is to navigate through those successfully and in a planful way that meets all of our long-term needs.
I imagine a lot of prep and research went into the One Allied process. Can you talk a bit about the initial foundation that was laid to build this upon, and what kind of resources or help did you seek out?
You bet. So from a resource perspective, we worked with our friends at Oliver Wyman. Prior, they were with PwC, Hector and Vlad, and they really helped us think through OCT. They really helped us get out of our own brains and our own supposed know-how and to really consider bigger, broader questions. Working with them then to build out One Allied was a great benefit to us. They have great knowledge of the company, where we want to go, and they're very comfortable pushing us into places we don't necessarily consider or that we write off real quick. And again, the beginning of it was OCT. Mm-hmm. When we start to say to ourselves, okay, what does Allied look like in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? What does Allied look like in a different market? What do we want to do? Why are we here? And that's where I think that the folks at Oliver Wyman really helped us think it through and again, really pushed us.
Is that something you would recommend for any company to do with hiring kind of an outside partner? Or do you think that's something that could be done just as well internally?
No, that's a great question. I can't speak for other companies. I don't think we could have done it without them. And I really think that you need to get that outside voice that's not afraid to poke you, to push you, and to question your conventional wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, we are experts and Allied, but that doesn't mean that we're experts in everything, and that doesn't mean we haven't thought ourselves into corners occasionally. So
Dave, what threats are present, and where might the wheels fall off with a process like this?
So the threats are everywhere, right? The world is changing, as we talked before. Right now, we're in a tough lending environment. What is the economy going to do? There's so many things. Go back to 19 again. We had no idea that the coronavirus was going to happen. So threats are everywhere, but how do you plan a way to successfully navigate them? And I think that's what we're doing. We're making ourselves resilient. We're diversifying our revenue. So right now, when the economy goes up, part of Allied does great. When the economy goes down, the other part of Allied goes great. As we continue building out that capability to be resilient, that capability to adapt to change quickly, but equally as important to be able to prioritize and focus on what's important. You know, part of OCT was plan, prioritize, and communicate. So being able to be focused. If I had to nail down one thing that threatens Allied, we try to do too many things in too many directions all at once.
Just really excited.
Oh, we get excited. Let's go running. Let's go do that. Oh, well, let's go over here. So I think being able to prioritize and focus is going to be the biggest thing that's going to help us overcome whatever the challenges are.
The main goal of One Allied is to scale the organization, to grow profits while managing expenses. With the foundation now built and the initiative put into motion, there had to have been a lot of trial and error. What insights or do's and don'ts would you give to a business kind of looking to duplicate the same process?
So I think the big challenge is to question everything. Even if you're going to do the same thing, at least go through the planning process to say, are we doing what needs to be done? When it needs to be done? Is there a better way, a different way? Is there some way to think about this differently? I think you got to keep it in a realistic time frame, but you got to plan for change. You got to be willing to change. I think you've always got a question. Go back to, are we doing what we need to do? Is this still a relevant answer? And I think that translates all the way through the organization. And I think as we think about how we're going to change Allied and what we're going to build for the future, a lot of it comes back to the people side of things. And again, Allied, traditionally, top-down managed company, how do we build it from the bottom up? And part of that then comes to me in thinking, well, we need to create space and give grace. We need to create space for people to make decisions. We got to give them grace to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We got to help them then build their careers, which in turn builds Allied's and helps us meet those targeted results and goals that we hold out there.
We've talked a lot about One Allied at a high level, but let's break it down a little bit. What are some outcomes clients in the Allied family should expect from this initiative?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think better pricing, better products, better quality, faster speed to delivery. So we identify a market need and we rush to it. We're going to be able to do a lot of these things because we're going to have the space to be able to make them happen. And we're going to have decisions being made at the right level to be able to capitalize on that time space, if you will. So I think the short term we're going to do is get a little more efficient. We're going to get some organizational changes that align what people do, what functions are carried in what areas. Longer term, I think it's going to give us the elbow room to be quicker, more decisive, and provide better quality. I really think it's going to improve the overall value proposition that Allied brings to the market.
Taking on such a massive, extensive project takes the cooperation and buy-in from every employee, I'm assuming. How did you set this up and present it to the team to get them on board, to get them excited, but most of all, heard?
So I think you got to start with a clear vision and mission. One of the funny things we talked about as we were building out the plan for One Allied was, at Thanksgiving, how do you explain to your friends and family what we do as a company? There's never a quick answer. I can recall 20 years ago when I was working here, the answer was, well, you know, CUNA, we kind of do what they do, but better. And so that's not a really good answer. What is Allied's vision? What is our mission? What do we want to do when we grow up is a big part of it. I think we need to identify our strategic goals. I think we need to create a good, solid path to get there. You got to get input from folks because a lot of the times the folks steering the ship forget what it's like to actually run the ship. But then I think you need to communicate, and communicate again. And again, it's a feedback loop. Get input, adjust, or explain, and then keep moving forward.
Now, is that input something that is regularly monitored?
Regularly sought, for sure. I think, you know, there's a push-pull there, right? A lot of folks are afraid to speak up and then like to backseat drive after things have happened. But I think that's something that we consciously have to do. It was, again, back to OCT. It was a part of that. We had our, right from the top down, from Pete right down to every person of the senior management team, we had leadership action plans where we had open, harsh criticism, harsh being the key word there, because it was open and it was fearless. And you needed to take it with that in light. Because so much of that was you need to listen, you need to learn, and then you need to incorporate the feedback you got into how you step forward.
So any regrets so far then from OCT and getting this feedback from the team? Is there anything you're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have asked that question?
Or? No, actually, no. You always get some tough ones. You always get some uncomfortable questions. I've been in a lot of business ops calls and whatnot where you seem to have to answer the same question from 15 different ways. I do not know how a politician can get away with it. I couldn't do that. But no, no regrets whatsoever. If anything, it's we've got to keep continuing to build that open pipeline of communication back. We need to build this atmosphere where folks feel very, very free to ask a question, to question why something's happening. Because that buy-in, again, it starts at the bottom. It starts in the middle. It goes in every direction. And if you're going to actually get everybody singing the same tune, marching the same beat, whatever metaphor you want to use, you have to have that clear vision.
Well, it really makes everybody feel an actual part of the family, too.
And then there's part of that as well. Exactly. 100%.
What part of the process to date has been your favorite or has you the most excited?
So the part that I really get jazzed about is just the concept of change. I think we all get pretty comfy not changing. And ironically, as I get older, I seek out more change. But I love the idea of questioning what we do and why we do it. Finding out better ways to do things. There's always a better way, it seems to me. And I think we should always be exploring it. If there isn't one, at least we ask the question and can move on. I love change. I love being able to get in and tinker with things. It's what I do in my shop. It's what I do in life. It's what I think Allied needs to do to continue to get better.
Well, that's the way you advance. It's a constant change, everything.
Everything's changing.
Before we wrap up here, do you have any words of wisdom for the company out there in the beginning stages of creating or even reevaluating their own strategic plan?
Yeah, so I think with any of these things, it's all about the vision. It's understanding where you want to go as a company. And that's not always the financial goals or the operational metrics. It's strategically where we want to go. Where do we want to go? For Allied, we want to scale the company. We want to do more with less scale. We want to then diversify our revenue. We don't want to be tied to the same revenue streams that we've always wanted. So creating a clear vision is key in the first thing you want to do. And then it's creating the plan and getting the input to get there successfully. It's being able to listen, being able to adapt what you're doing, being able to change. Again, going right back to that change thing that I love so much. Those to me are how I like to think about it, and I think it should relate to how other folks do things too.
So don't be afraid of change. Have a clear vision.
Pretty simple.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again. I personally can't wait to see the transformation that's happening here. You must come back and give us an update.
You betcha. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.